Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. Our challenges are meant to help you explore what it means to follow Jesus, even as part of a busy commuting lifestyle. So to keep us in sync as a community, even though we don't meet in person, we have a daily and weekly rhythm, where every Monday we introduce the idea for the week, that's today. Tuesdays, we study the Bible together as a community. Wednesdays, we see how that changes and transforms our thinking. Thursdays, we try to apply and live out what we've been learning. Friday's a day for prayer and reflection. Saturday's a day for rest. Sunday's a day for community. So right now we're working through a series called We Are. See, we already worked through a series about who Jesus is and who God is, and now we're looking at who people, humans, are called to be in response to what Jesus has done, what God has done. This week we're looking at how we are one, looking at how Christians are called to avoid divisions and labels within the Christian community. Well, just last week, a terrible tragedy occurred in Orlando with a mass shooting in a gay nightclub where up to 50 people were killed, many more wounded, and the rest of us left rattled. Like a lot of us, I found out about it all through social media. First through some news clips that people posted, just the facts directly posted, but I was amazed and a little disturbed at how quickly people jumped to politics and labels and identity politics in particular. It didn't take long before I found a number of my Facebook friends desperately trying to label this as quickly as they could. They wanted to label it either a hate crime or as terrorism. They immediately wanted to label whether this was Muslim terrorism or domestic terrorism. Was this about gay and lesbian people, or was it something else? Everybody needed to quickly label this, it seemed, and just distill it down to one thing. The problem is that I think most of us are a great deal more complicated than one single label. The man who perpetrated this terrible crime was a number of those things all at once. He was probably a mixture of all those things and mental illness and more. It was that man who committed the crime, not a label, not a one-dimensional person that we can distill down to one thing, even though that's easier for us. It's easier for us if we can write people off as one thing and not another. Us and them. Good, bad. It's much easier for us to do that than to wrestle with the complexities of real life and real lives that are a great deal more gray than black and white. Overcoming these divisions where we separate the world into good, bad, us, them, black, white, and so on, overcoming these divisions is a big part of the Christian faith, in a way that we're going to explore this week. We're going to be looking at a passage, a rather famous one, where Paul, an early Christian leader, tells the early Christians to avoid those kinds of divisions, even if they see them in the world around them. They're to avoid that kind of division. We'll see how this week, but in the meantime, here's a question for you to think about and discuss with others. What divisions and labels have you seen coming between people? And between Christians in particular. Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.